Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 3, The Godhood of Jesus. What did the apostles teach about Jesus? Jesus spoke clearly about who he was, but he was not the only one who testified to his identity. If the apostles had misunderstood him, or if his claims had been exaggerated over time, we would expect their writings to soften or reinterpret his words. Instead, we find the opposite. Those who walked with him, witnessed his resurrection, and were sent to proclaim the gospel consistently describe Jesus in ways that place him far beyond the category of a mere teacher or prophet. They do not preserve him as a memory, they proclaim him as Lord, Savior, and fully divine. Paul writes in Titus of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, Titus 2:13, identifying Jesus directly as both God and Savior. The one who redeems is not merely sent from God, he is God come to save. In Romans, Paul declares, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, Romans 10:9, in the world of the early church, this was not a casual title. Lord signified authority, ownership, and divine rule, an acknowledgement that Jesus is the rightful object of faith and worship. The writer of Hebrews describes him as the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. Hebrews 1:3, meaning Christ is not a partial reflection of God, but the perfect revelation of him. Paul states even more directly in Colossians, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, Colossians 2:9. The fullness of God is not distributed or diminished in Christ. It is fully present in him. He also refers to Christ as the one who is God over all, blessed forever, Romans 9:5, leaving no ambiguity in the apostolic witness. Taken together, these writings form a consistent testimony. The apostles did not present Jesus as merely a moral example, prophet, or spiritual guide. They proclaimed him as Lord, Savior, and the full revelation of God in bodily form. This also explains the early church itself. These men endured persecution, suffering, and death, not for an idea or tradition, but for the risen Lord they knew to be alive and divine, and that truth remains unchanged. Jesus is not simply someone to admire or study. He is the Lord to whom every life must respond. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.